What are you willing to die for? Many would say that they die for close family, such as a spouse or a son or daughter. Others may die for their best friend. But would you be willing to die for a lie? Some are willing to die for a lie if they don't know it's a lie because they've been deceived. But who dies for something they know is a lie? Yet when we look at the 12 disciples of Jesus Christ, every one of them, with the possible exception of John, died for following him. Did they die because they received notoriety, power, and were made rich? No. They lived lives in poverty and didn't obtain any political or corporate positions of power. They gave their lives because they believed that their friend and Lord Jesus loved and gave his life for them. Jesus then resurrected and commanded them to follow him even to death. The religious leaders spread a lie that the disciples had stolen Jesus' body to make it look like he'd resurrected. But think about it. You may be willing to go along with a lie for a time, but would you really give your life for a known lie? The 12 disciples, and many since then, have given their lives for Jesus because they know he is the way, the truth, and the life. How will you respond to God's love? This is Chris Bender with Living Water Community Church in Rochelle. Join us Sunday at 10 a.m. at 405 North Main Street and learn more about God's incredible love. Check us out on the web at lwccr.com. That's lwccr.com.